Welcome to episode 5 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we strive on keeping our show both short and entertaining. So what's up, Tim?
Oh, not too much. Just this is week 2 of not playing Guitar Hero 3. I just decided I'd continue chronicling my desire to play Guitar Hero 3 and my not playing it until Christmas. I thought I'd let you know, I did ask Sarah an interesting question today.
Oh, no. Well, first, did you tell her that I was on her side on this?
I did, and she really appreciated that, and thanks to that, I'm sure she'll never bend or break on this issue. But I did ask her an interesting question. I said, honey, if you knew for a fact that I was going to die before Christmas, would you let me play Guitar Hero 3 now instead of waiting because I wouldn't be able to play it? I'd be dead. And she said, no, I'd want to spend every minute with you. And I said, well, but you'd have to sleep. So when you go to sleep, I'd want to play Guitar Hero 3.
No. See, you're supposed to say, well, then I guess we'll just need a second guitar, won't we?
That's true. I should have said that. But she didn't buy it, and I was just like, oh, fine. And then 20 minutes later, she was working on her homework. I was working on mine. And then out of the blue, she just says, you know, if it was really something that was that important to you and I knew you were going to die, I'd let you play it. So she did bend a little bit, but I don't think I'm going to get cancer or anything between now and then. So
it's not worth it, Tim.
No, it's not. It's
cancer
not.
Would not be worth it.
But that's my little story. So
hope
I can survive another, 6 weeks?
Well, you got Mario coming out in a couple days here for you, so
I do. I'm very much looking forward to that.
All right. Well, with that, we're moving straight to our first segment, which is trivia for you. Normally, Tim and I selfishly quiz each other, but this week we're taking a break to give a challenge you can win. Here's how this works. I'm going to play a song, and all you have to do is name which video game the song comes from by leaving a comment anywhere on our site. The first person to answer correctly will win. And Tim, what is our winner going to be receiving this time?
Well, the winner will be recognized for all eternity on 2pstart.com. We're going to add a new page, a Hall of Fame sort of page, to track all the winners of the music trivia segment. And you get bragging rights. And we'll see how detailed we get. I think it would be cool to, if they maybe sent you a picture, we could draw them in the 2-piece start format and put the weeks they won or whatever on there, so we keep an archive of the past winners.
All right, sounds great. So Tim, are you ready to hear the mystery song?
Yeah, let's hear it. I don't know what it is, so I'll guess silently alongside all you out there.
All right, everyone, take a listen, see if you can name where this song comes from. You know what it is, Tim?
I think I could guess the franchise, maybe. But
oh, totally. Yeah, the franchise will be obvious to most, but which one?
I couldn't tell you which one.
Well, there's the challenge, so if you know the answer, or you think you know the answer, leave a comment anywhere on the site. First person to name it correctly will receive the prize. And that'll be announced next week on episode 6 of 2P Start Live. All right, well, moving on. Comic talk. This week, we had a great comic. I was really happy with this one, actually. It really worked out well.
Yeah, it was one of those that I kind of just knew that people would enjoy, and it seems like they did.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Was that, I think, the most comments on a comic yet?
I believe so. Well, no, that's not true. I think the one we did with the Wii with the Venom turning into
PS3. Right.
The enhanced abilities. We got like 80 something comments on that. But I think I think because we were linked from like Go Nintendo, and a lot of them were active commenters and stuff like that. So
right, yeah.
But you know, usually we'll get a decent number of comments when I ask people like, "Oh, what do you think about this, or what should this be?" You
know? Try to spur the inspiration. So,
yeah, spur the conversation comment. On. That's what part of that. The Wii one, the Wii PS3 one was, is I was like, well, what do you think a good tagline for this comic would be?
Right, but, or like the Metroid one.
But for this comic, we didn't ask anything as far as I know, and people just, you know...
That's true.
Crazy about it, so...
Sweet, yeah. And, yeah, I was pretty happy with that one myself. I mean, I had 2 weeks to work on the last comic, so it's like, I better turn out something good. And I've heard lots of good things from people, so that... now the problem is keeping up with that quality. Okay, you know, like now I've raised the bar.
You can't
now
go
I must
back.
Jump it every time.
Can't go back now. That's right.
But yeah, so next comic, it's gonna be basically part two of the last one. Actually, we kind of came up with some more ideas from the last comic, and so we're kind of excited to keep the series running.
You know, Ray, you never told me what you thought of that. Potential script for next week. Did you?
I like it.
You do?
I like
great.
It. Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's a few, there's a lot of new things I'll have to be drawing here and there, but it'll be worth it. I have the courage to do it.
All right. Great. I'm excited to see how it turns out. And I think since everyone enjoyed the last one, I think they'll enjoy this one too.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for all the great comments, guys. And hope you guys look forward to the next comic as well.
It really does help to get feedback, because I think somebody actually said, oh, this should be like a series or something like that, you know? And without that comment, I really never would have thought of continuing that storyline or that idea, you know?
And well, some people threw out some ideas for what would be funny to do from here on, and that kind of sparked some ideas for us. We're like, oh, yeah, like, and then we kind of ran from there.
Yeah, so that's much appreciated, and, you know, not that we're ripping ideas off, like, directly from our readers, but, you know, it helps spur on our thinking, so.
And, you know, we don't get a lot of comments for this podcast, so I think maybe next time we're going to have a contest for, come up with the best idea for a segment in the show, and we'll do it.
Well, although I don't know how many people are going to listen to this one, because, of course, Mario comes out this week, so.
That's true.
Besides you and me, and no one's listening to this thing.
Well, hey, at least I'll win the contest for the song.
Yeah.
All right, well, with every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was... what's the word?
It was
chock full of great material.
There you go.
So, yeah, what was your favorite comment of the week?
Well, I'm going to have to go with not one comment, but 12 comments.
Oh, no.
And I'm not going to obviously relay them, but I thought it was hilarious that Tristan decided to leave 12 of the 34 comments thus far on our comic for the week.
We should just give them our phone numbers at this point, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Just call us, ask us your question that way. It might go smoother, but I mean, they ranged from, that was really weird, but great, or... How, hey, this doesn't make sense. How are they the parents of? And then I had to start, like, you know, dishing out exactly the you know, the family tree of the Pokemon to the Mario, you know, a bunch of people asked questions like that, you know, and it just kept going and going. So thank you, Tristan, for being our most active reader, and you know, feel free to comment as much as possible.
Well, you know, my favorite comment of the week goes to Tristan as well, actually.
Ah, but a specific one, huh?
A specific one, yeah, actually, the one where they say, this is unrelated, but what do you guys think of my new Mario icon? Now, I don't have anything wrong against that. In fact, I was more than happy to answer their question. But it did make me wonder, though, about how much of these kind of questions we'll be able to answer. Because I know we strive to answer everything people ask us. Or we try to, you know, comment back to people who comment to us on specific things or want to know something. Like, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of sites, if you leave comments, they just don't have the time or they don't care enough to reply. We try to reply because we love our fans a lot. And this question made me wonder, though, you know, kind of gave me a glimpse of the future. Made me wonder, at what point are we going to get so many of these comments that I'm not going to start answering them anymore? But for now, I'm happy that I can.
Yeah, exactly.
So thanks again, Tristan. Much appreciated.
Yeah, and I'm glad, you know, on that note, the Gravatars are starting to come back. I don't know if anybody knew that the company that runs WordPress actually bought the company that runs the little avatar, the Gravatars, or what they're called.
Nice.
And so the service is actually kind of back online. It's actually working. It wasn't really working before. So anybody can go to gravatar.com and make a little avatar, and it'll show up on our site when you comment. So,
well, sweet. From there, we're going to move on to the bloodiest segment of the program, the Black Doom Award. The end is near now. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
The end is near now.
So, Tim, what's your pick?
Well, my pick's going to have to go to Target, the store, or chain of stores, and let me tell you why. I was in Target the other day, and they had a clearance section of video games, and so I was, you know, going through it, and they had some decent prices on some games, and I came across Super Swing Golf, and it didn't have a price on it, and I actually used to own Super Swing Golf, and I really didn't like the game very much, but I figured, you know, if it's like $10 or something, then I'd totally buy it and maybe give it away on the site or something like that. So, they have those little scanner things you can scan, price check yourself, you know?
Right.
And so I took it over to one of those, and it says, item not found in the system or something like that. I'm like, well, item not found in the system. So I scanned it again, same thing, nothing. So I'm like, okay, I'll have to go up to the check stand and, you know, have them take a look at it themselves. So I take it up there, and they're like, huh, it says item not found in the system. I'm like, yeah, that's what it said for me too. He says, well, I guess we can't sell it to you. Sorry. If it's not in the system, we can't sell it to you. I'm like, well, can't you just make up a price or something? Because they've done that before. He's like, no, I'm sorry, sir. We can't give you this game. So that's really lame. But I wonder myself, if I had just walked out of the store with that game in my hand, what would have happened? Because if they stopped me, I would have said, well, take a look. You don't sell this game. It's not in your system. I just brought it in because I wanted to, you know, carry it with me. So next time I find an item in Target that says not found in system, I'm just going to try walking out with it.
Well, that's what Jesus would do.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man. That's funny. You know, actually, I remember one time I went to Target because I knew that they had these little demo discs of basically they were just little DVDs of Tony Hawk and Marvel Ultimate Alliance for Wii, and they came in those white Wii cases, and so I was like, oh, I gotta pick up these white Wii cases, you know like those things are, you know, basically giveaways, you know, or what do they come with something, because
it was just a DVD with the demos of those, the demo video of those games on them. It was
right. I mean, it was nothing special. It's just a DVD. You know, they're just out there to advertise, basically. And so I was like, hey, like, can I grab like five of those, you know? And they were like really worried about it. And like, I don't know, is this supposed to go with something, you know? And I'm like, hey, I'll buy them from you, like, you know, a nickel each or whatever, you know? And they're really unsure about it. And I was like, give me a break, you guys, just. I was like, I literally only want the case. In fact, I'll just leave the DVDs with you guys if you want them. Eventually, I got away with it, but yeah.
Well, I had the same issue. I picked up five. I didn't want to get all of them, but I'm like, five would be perfect. And I take it to the stand, and she started, you know, scanning it, and it came up a penny. And she started looking at me like I did something, you know?
No,
like I somehow altered the disc so that it only cost a penny, like I was stealing. And I'm like, no, really, it's like a giveaway, but they want to keep track of how many they sell. Like, I'm telling the Target employee how their business is being run, you know? So
how about next time, instead of walking out with it, just say you'll pay a penny for it?
Yeah, I could do that, yeah. Oh, this game's really free, but I'll give you a penny. How's that?
All right, well, my Black Doom Award is going to have to go to Guitar Hero 3. It's a shame.
Is this the mono sound?
It's the mono sound issue, you know, and I don't know quite what the problem is, because I do play the game mostly with headphones on, so I feel like I remember stereo in it, and I'm usually thinking about this sort of stuff myself, but just the fact that so many people are having troubles with the audio issue, as far as, you know, whether it's, you know, Dolby Pro Logic 2 or the stereo sound or mono or whatever the case, it's like, when you've got a music game and you can't get it to work mono or stereo correctly, like, you got a problem there, okay? Like, I could understand if this was Dewey's Adventure, but Guitar Hero 3 Okay, you gotta...
No, I agree. That's pretty sad because they already dumbed down the graphics on the Wii version, and now they dumbed down the audio, too. Like, hopefully they have it fixed by the time I get to play it.
Yeah, good luck. Well, I guess that'll do it for the show, huh?
Yeah, a little shorter one this week, but hopefully everyone enjoyed it. And, yeah, have fun with Mario this week.
I will. I'm hoping to pick it up tomorrow morning. Hopefully that goes all right. All right, well, thanks for joining us on another episode of 2P Start Live. We have a new webcomic every Wednesday and new podcasts every Monday, so check back often. And for now, he's Tim, I'm Ray, and we'll see you next week on 2P Start Live. Thanks, Tim.
No problem.
Thanks for not joining with me.
You didn't say a new episode of, remember you supposed to say that?
A new episode of
2P Start Live.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Well, at least I said it that time.
10. What is our winner going to be receiving this time?
I don't know. You never told me.
What should it be?
I don't know. Do you want to give him a... I don't know.